Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is some more good stuff you really ought to know. I'd like you to know how to stack chords in fourths for an open sound. And you're probably thinking, how in the world do I do that? Because a chord is a stack of thirds. The definition of a chord is a stack of thirds. How do I know? Dwayne taught me that. And that's absolutely right. Of course, a chord is a stack of thirds. Play the C chord, C, E, G. It's a stack of thirds, isn't it? So how in the world do I stack that in fourths? Even if I turn it upside down, I've got, you know, E in the bottom, G in the middle, and C on top. I've got a fourth there. In other words, it's a third on the bottom. From E to G is a third, but from G to C is a fourth. So there's a fourth. And if I turn it upside down again, the fourth's on the bottom. I have G on the bottom and C in the middle and E on top. So there I have a fourth on the bottom, but a third on top. Okay. So it's still a combination of fourths and thirds, isn't it? By the way, you can always know where the root is of a chord. It doesn't matter what the chord is. By where if it's a stack of thirds, you know that the name of the chord's on the bottom. In other words, say that you see a chord written on paper, and it's a stack of thirds. Well, you can be confident that the root, that the name of that chord, is on the bottom. So in this case, it's a G chord. Okay. If you run into a chord like that, where you have a fourth on the bottom and a third on the top, then you can be confident that the root's in the middle, because whatever the bottom note of the third is, that's the root, okay? Let me say that another way. If the interval of the fourth's on the bottom and the third's on top, then it's always a second inversion chord, which means the name of the chord's in the middle. Okay, so you can identify what the chord is. In this case, it's a B. For example, if I took that same chord and turned it upside down, and I had D in the bottom, F in the middle, and B on top, how do you know what the name of the chord is? Well, the fourth's on top, isn't it? And whenever the fourth's on top, the top note of the fourth tells you what the name of the chord is. Okay, so that's kind of a different subject. That's not the subject of this tape, but that's just a quick little way to identify chords. Okay, now back to our subject. We said that chords are stacks of thirds, or they're a combination of third and fourth. So how in the world can you stack chords in fourths? Well, the answer is you have to add color tones, okay? And I think you probably know by now that color tones are tones that are added to the basic chord. In other words, in addition to in the key of C, in addition to C, E, G, the color tones are A, which is the sixth, B and B flat, which are the seventh and major seventh, and D, which is the ninth, okay? And for that matter, D flat, which would be a flat ninth, or D sharp, which would be a raised ninth. But in any event, the color tones are sixths, sevenths, and major sevenths. I mean, sixths, sevenths, and ninths, okay? And those sevenths can have varieties, major seventh or regular seventh, or the ninth can be a flat ninth or a sharp ninth. But the three basic color tones are sixths, sevenths, and ninths, okay? So to add that to our chord, to our basic chord, you see, now that gives us a lot of notes, so that now we can voice the chord in fourths. I'll show you how. If you start on C, you can't, because a fourth above C is F, and that's not a chord note, right? But start on E and come up a fourth, and what do you get? You get the sixth, A. Come up another fourth, and you get the ninth, D. So you can voice it like that, E, A, D, okay? Now, you may be complaining at this point and saying, yeah, but Dwayne, there's no C in it. Well, you have to solve that problem another way, by hitting a C first, like that, or arpeggiating up to the C, up to the chord, or by playing, if you play, just to play a C in the right hand, you can balance it. You see, that throws a C into the chord, but it's better to get a low root sound first, okay? So, now, is there any other way to voice in fourths? Well, let's come up to G and see if we can do that. If we put G on the bottom of the chord and come up a fourth, that's C, but then if we go up a fourth, that's F, so that doesn't work, does it? Okay? Well, let's come up to A. If we put A in the bottom, up a fourth from A, A is the sixth of the C chord. If you come up a fourth, it's D, and then up another fourth is G, so that'd work, wouldn't it? Again, we have to have a low C. But you see, that's a nice voicing there, okay? And there's one more. If we come up to B and put B on the bottom, that's the seventh. We go up a fourth from that, we have E, and a fourth from that is A. So that's another possibility. Okay? Now, granted, you have some more contemporary sounds when you do that, but if that's the sound you're looking for, you really ought to know how to do that. Now, the second thing I want to say about voicing in force is that you can get some wonderful effects if you just slide up or down a half a step. Let's come back to that C6-9 chord, that first chord that I showed you how to form by building it on the third, E, coming up a fourth to A, and up a fourth to D. And that's the first chord on that little example that I printed on the Good Stuff card. That's called a C6-9 because it's a C chord, and yet it has a 6 and a 9th. Okay, that makes sense? Okay. Now, go up a half step. Take all those notes up a half step. Take E up to F, take A up to B flat, and take D up to E flat. You see, that would be just exact. That's exactly a half step above the C6-9, so therefore it would be a D flat 6-9. But if we just move there quickly and back, it just gives us a little color interest, doesn't it? What if we go down a half step? That works, doesn't it? Just take E, A, D, and drop down to E flat, A flat, and D flat, and then come back down. Listen. It gives it a nice it just gives a nice pleasant contemporary sound by dipping down a half step. You don't have to do it in both hands. You can do it in one hand, or just, you know, or both hands. You can do it in the right hand. Take that same chord and just slip down a half step or up a half a step and back down. Okay, let's play that little example. Here's a C, how it sounds in C. Here's how it sounds in F. Now, I voiced this on F7, so to make a fourth, I had to build on the seventh, which is E-flat, up a fourth to A, and up a fourth to D. Now, go up a half a step. That's a nice blues voicing if you're... If you're into the blues, that's a nice way to voice that, okay? And here's the G7. Voice the same way. You start on the seventh, go up a fourth, and up another fourth. So what do you have? You've got the seventh of the G chord, the third of the G chord, and the sixth of the G chord, okay? And then up a half a step. Let me just play through that example. I'll improvise in the right hand a little bit. I just played through those three examples. Now, I would urge you to just get your hand used to that voicing. If you're not used to voicing in fours, it's going to feel funny because your hand naturally will gravitate back to thirds, okay? Because it doesn't feel like a chord, does it? Because we're used to thinking of chords as a stack of thirds. But if you want this kind of more contemporary open sound, that's how to do it. That's good stuff you really ought to know. So it all adds up over time, doesn't it? Hundreds of little bits of knowledge here and there, and it accumulates, doesn't it? So, I'll see you next month, same time, same station. Bye-bye for now.